Good morning. Let's talk about time. Time is defined as the indefinite, continued progress of existence and events in the past, present, future, regarded as a whole. It is the hour and minute hand on the clock, and that early alarm you set in order to be on time for work. Have you ever thought that time moves at the same rate day in and day out? It has not physically slowed down or speed up, yet we always feel as though time's escaping us, or we have too much of it on our hands. The scariest thing about time is that once it's gone, you can never get it back. This year, I've spent a lot of my time fighting time. I always had a lot on my plate with what seemed as hundreds of things to do, with college applications, club responsibilities, sport practices, and on top of that, keeping up with four AP classes. My life was nothing but fully packed, all of the time. I underestimated the power of time. How can it move as fast as a blink of an eye, as this year once again flew right by? I try my best to be present with the people I interact with and staying focused on the events in front of me. But there were times I was either so focused on the past and what I could have done better, or looking to the future and all the things that come with it. We don't grow by dwelling in the past or daydreaming about the future. We grow as Christians by being fully present in each day. No matter what happens, 5 minutes, 5 days, or 5 years from now, I know that God will be actively present in my life every step of the way. It is comforting to know that through this next chapter, God will take time to help guide me through the tough times, but also celebrate the good along with me. God has a future fully mapped out for each and every one of us, and no matter how much we want time to stop, know that God has a future that is far better than the days we leave behind. As we continue pursuing our relationship with Christ, it is imperative that we need each and every day to become the person for our future and the person that God has intended us to be. I encourage you at some point during the day, stop. Just stop and focus on the day that is before you and to be 100% involved in the events, people, and experiences right in front of you. Because before you know it, 18 years are going to fly by, and in 3 months, you'll be leaving for the next chapter of your life. I know some days were overlooked, but senior year has by far been my favorite year, surrounded by the best family and friends I could ever ask for. Thank you for not only being a part of that, but being here today and supporting all of us since our first day at this church. Amen.
Good morning. My name is Sarah Gould, and APC has been my church home for about 15 years now. This Thursday, I will be graduating from Milton High School. I think everyone in this room has at one point or another made some sort of New Year's resolution that they promised to keep at least until February. While many of these resolutions include diets, fitness goals, or better communication with family and friends, some are as simple and frivolous as promising to only watch 2 Netflix episodes instead of 5 each day, or promising to only buy Starbucks once a week instead of every day. I believe it was freshman year that I decided to make a pretty big New Year's resolution that I surprisingly stuck with for the entire year. I was going to read the entire Bible, and nothing was going to stop me. And by golly, I completed my goal. Well, that is with the exception of Leviticus. Sorry, God, I tried to get through that book on numerous occasions, and it was just a lost cause. So I have to say, to get through the book when December 31st rolled around, I was so proud of myself for reading the entire Bible, but I was more proud to be a child of God. The words I had read and prayed over every night for a year were inspiring and uplifting, and it made me realize how cool it was to be a Christian. I had been going to Sunday school, youth group, VBS, church camps, you name it, all my life, and I had been told over and over that God loves me, but I finally truly understood that I am a child of God, and He would be with me all of my life. I made a promise to read a book all the way through, but that promise is nothing compared to the promises that I learned from digging into God's Word. God doesn't make New Year's resolutions. God makes lifelong resolutions, to promise to stick by me through all phases of my life. He says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know that the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, to not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And those words are true. The moment I was born until the moment I leave my earthly home, He is with me. He was with me when I had friend troubles in elementary school. He was with me through the hardship I faced in my dancing endeavors in middle school. He was with me when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. He was with me when my grandfather passed away. He is with me as I stand in front of all of you this morning. And the coolest part is, He will be with me through college, through more faith struggles, through celebrations, and through fears. because God made a promise to be with me for all of my days. I mentioned that God was with me when I figured out what I wanted to do for the rest of my life, so I guess I should also mention what exactly those endeavors are. This fall, I will be attending Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee, to pursue my greatest passion, music, by obtaining a double major in music education and vocal performance. These degrees will help me complete my calling of being a music and choir director in the high school and ideally collegiate levels. While continuing my music career is incredibly important to me, continuing my faith journey in college is also important. I look forward to adopting a new church family into my life as I move through this hectic but wonderful college years. No matter where I go and what I do with my life, I live with the awesome promise that God is walking right by my side, promising to never let me, a special child of his, run away. That promise is greater than any resolution I could ever make. I leave you with this verse from Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Good morning. My name is Caroline Tweedy, and I'm a senior at Cambridge High School. My family started attending APC shortly after we moved here when I was in third grade, and it has been one of the greatest blessings to be surrounded by such a strong and supporting family of believers as I have grown up. My first encounter with youth group was the Destination Unknown trip right before I started sixth grade. I only knew two people going into that trip, so I was hesitant to say the least. The vans were assigned, which at 11 years old was basically my worst nightmare because neither of the girls that I knew were in my car. An hour into the trip, Bobby Van Brackel spilled his whole entire bottle of Gatorade on me, and at that point, I was ready to go home. But fear not. Once everyone started to get more comfortable with each other, things started to look up from there, and looking back, that trip has formed bonds that still exist today. And while I could go on for hours about my favorite memories from my 7 years in youth group, my favorite and most meaningful experience would have to be the mission trip that I went on to the Dominican Republic 3 years ago. We spent a week working in multiple different Batays, which are the villages where the sugarcane workers and their families live. What stuck with me the most from that week was the women in the Batays. Some of them were only a few years older than me, yet they had endured so much pain and hardship throughout their lives. Most of them had multiple children and had very little access to the vital health care for themselves and their kids. It really struck me that they were living with so little, and they didn't have what we think of as the most basic of needs. Sometime after the trip, I was talking to Anne Most about this, and she said something that made a profound effect on me. She told me that if something makes you feel mad, that might be a sign of God calling you to do something about it. So I got to thinking, how on earth could I possibly help these people? And then I realized that I have this incredible opportunity in front of me with college, and that I'm so lucky to be able to go on and pursue a higher education. So it only made sense to use it to further God's work on this earth. This fall, I will be attending Samford University in Birmingham, Alabama. Well, I'll be getting my nursing degree and minoring in Spanish with the hopes to be able to eventually travel to impoverished countries around the world and provide them with the medical care that the women in the Dominican Republic so desperately needed. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, said the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." So as this chapter of my life comes to a close, I'm looking forward to what's ahead with absolute confidence that wherever I end up, God is going to use me in the most wonderful ways to further his kingdom. Amen.
Good morning. My name is Bobby Van Brackel, the one Caroline just mentioned. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give hope and a future." Upon first reading, this verse sounds just about as sentimental as my mother will be later on in the service watching the senior slideshow. However, in the context of the entire passage, it's more related to hard times and perseverance. God gave this message to the Israelites after they were exiled to Babylon, where he commanded them to stay for 70 years before returning home. As people, they had to persevere through trials in Babylon, knowing that great joy would be in store for them at the end. This message of pushing through hard times towards an end goal of joy reminded me strongly of something in my own life, running. I've been a cross-country runner at Cambridge High School for the past 4 years, and if continually sprinting for 5,000 meters doesn't teach you perseverance, I don't know what will. One of my favorite 5K runs took place on a trail called John's Rock near Brevard, North Carolina. It was the last day of a summer running camp, and our final graduation run was a 5K up the side of a steep mountain. Having run over 60 miles already that week, I didn't believe my legs were up to the task. Even though there were sections where I'd use my hands and knees to keep moving upwards, I persevered with my fellow teammates on my journey towards the top of the mountain. A grueling 3 miles later, the trail flattened out, and we began walking on top of a flat stone plateau, surrounded by clouds. As the sun rose in front of us, the clouds whisked away, and I was awestruck by the beauty of Pisgah National Forest. In that moment, I didn't remember the pain of the run or the many miles behind me, because all I could do was continue looking out at the incredible view that lay before me. Learning to trust in God through hard times is a consistent theme throughout the Bible and is something I've learned as a runner and as a youth here at APC. This is one of the great lessons I will take into my life in the future, and I hope all my fellow youth do as well. Because no matter where your journey takes you, no matter how much you have to sacrifice to reach your end goal, if you trust in God, you can always believe that there is joy waiting for you at the end. Amen.